ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 26. King Puranjana goes to the forest to hunt, and his queen becomes angry. Part 5, Verses 14 through 26. And the queen becomes angry. Then King Puranjana spoke.
My dear beautiful women, are you and your mistress all very happy like before or not? I do not understand why my household paraphernalia does not attract me as before. I think that if there is neither a mother nor a devoted wife at home, the home is like a chariot without wheels. Where is that fool who will sit down on such an unworkable chariot? Kindly let me know the whereabouts of that beautiful woman who always saves me when I am drowning in the ocean of danger. That woman, by giving me good intelligence at every step, always saves me.
All the women then addressed the king.
O master of the citizens, we do not know why your dear wife has taken on this sort of existence. O killer of the enemies, kindly look. She is lying on the ground without any bedding, and we cannot understand why she is acting in this way.
The great sage Narada continued speaking.
My dear King Prachinabarhi, as soon as Puranjana saw his queen lying on the ground, appearing like a mendicant, he immediately became bewildered. And so, with an aggrieved mind, the king began speaking to his wife with very pleasing words, although he was filled with regret and tried to pacify her. Still, Puranjana could not see any symptom of anger caused by love within the heart of his beloved wife. Because the king was Anunnaya Kovida, very expert in flattery, Puranjan began to pacify his queen very slowly. First, he touched her 2 feet, then embraced her nicely, seating her on his lap, and began speaking as follows. My dear beautiful wife, when a master accepts a servant as his own man, but does not punish him for his offenses, the servant must be considered unfortunate. My dear slender maiden, when a master chastises his servant, the servant should accept this as great mercy. But one who becomes angry must be very foolish not to know that such is the duty of one's friend. My dear wife, your teeth are very beautifully set, and your attractive features make you appear very thoughtful. Kindly give up your anger. Be merciful upon me, and please smile upon me with loving attachment. When I see a smile on your beautiful face, and when I see your hair, which is as beautiful as the color blue, and I see your raised nose and I hear your sweet talk, you will then become more beautiful to me and thus attract and oblige me. For you are my most respected mistress. O hero's wife, kindly tell me if someone has offended you. I am prepared to give such a person punishment as long as one does not belong to the Brahmana caste. But for the servant of Murarippu, Krishna, I excuse no one within nor beyond these three worlds. No one can freely move after offending you, for I am prepared to punish that person. My dear wife, until this day, I have never seen your face without tilak decorations, nor have I seen you so morose and without luster or affection. Nor have I seen your two nice breasts wet with tears from your eyes. Nor have I ever seen before your lips, which are ordinarily as red as the bimba fruit, without their reddish hue. My dear queen, due to my sinful desires, I went to the forest to hunt without asking you. Therefore, I must admit that I have offended you. Nonetheless, thinking of me as your most intimate subordinate, you should still be very much pleased with me. Factually, I am very much bereaved, but being pierced by the arrow of Cupid, I am indeed feeling lusty. But tell me, where is that beautiful woman who would give up her lusty husband and refuse to unite with him? Recorded November 22, 2023 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna.